On this day, 3rd July 1921. Language revival. The Feshtir Conal, the great Gaelic festival initiated by Most Reverend Dr. O'Donnell, Bishop of Raphoe, was held at Kilmacrenan yesterday and was a great success. Beautiful weather prevailed and over 5,000 people attended. Bishop O'Donnell, having spoken in Irish, continued, "Wherever possible, our children should speak Irish at home. Learn it in the primary school. I know that it is not so easy in a place like this. The times are changed. In St. Columba's day, the population from Garton to Kilmacrenan was Irish-speaking. Now, for some centuries, English, with an odd mixture of Scotch, has prevailed on the banks of the Lennon. But the Irish-speaking district of Termon and Meva, so near, and the presence of so many homes of Irish-speaking servants, it looks as if a good persistent effort at the firesides and in the schools could bring back to Kilmacrenan the language that gave it its name. In some parts of this county not long ago, the old people among the Protestant population could speak Irish very well. They spoke both languages with equal ease. That has almost completely disappeared. Why should it not come back again by the free act of men and women who love their country?" Life sentence for Fermanagh Man. Bernard Maguire, Tatty Cann, Newtown Butler, and Pat Tully, Rosley, County Fermanagh, tried by court-martial at Derry. On March 22nd at Mullyglass, Tully was charged with having, with others unknown, raided a house for arms and assaulted a woman, stolen a rifle and set fire to the house. Maguire's house was raided, and in the pocket of a vest, a detonator was found. He was found guilty. Sentences: Maguire, 5 years penal servitude. Tully, penal servitude for life. Editorial: Craig's refusal of dev invitation. Sir James Craig has declined to accept Mr. de Valera's invitation to a meeting in Dublin. His decision is regrettable. He had previously travelled to some unknown destination in order to hold converse with Mr. de Valera. At that time, he was his own master in a much greater degree than he is now. Nearly 500,000 nationalists within the excluded counties are as deeply concerned with the final issue of the struggle as any 500,000 nationalists in the 26 counties more vitally concerned in point of fact. Eamon Phoenix, editor's note, stung by de Valera's invitation to the representatives of Irish unionism, the Irish News was concerned at the isolated position of the nationalist minority in the new northern state in any future negotiations about a settlement. Meanwhile, the future Cardinal Patrick O'Donnell, a native Irish speaker, recalled Irish-speaking Protestants in Donegal.